You're listening to the audio version of IJNet.
A Beginner's Guide to Freelancing by Christiana Bidet.
As a journalism student, you probably know how to write, interview, and fact-check, but not necessarily how to turn those skills into a career. And that's normal. Learning the craft is one thing. Finding your place in the industry is another. Internships are a common way to learn how newsrooms work and get published, but you often have to wait for the right opportunity, relocate, or work for little pay, which isn't always possible. And with permanent editorial jobs shrinking, the path into the profession isn't as straightforward as it used to be. That's why freelancing can be a practical way to break in or to explore the formats and topics you enjoy most. Freelancers usually contribute to different outlets without being on staff. You come up with an idea, send it to an editor, and if they're interested, they'll commission the piece and pay you for that assignment. There's no employment contract, so you manage your own schedule, workload, and taxes. If you can spot a good story that resonates with an audience, you can freelance from anywhere, even without media connections. That's how I started over 10 years ago, while working other jobs. Here are a few things I've learned along the way that can help you get your freelance career started. Read more, 7 tips for using LinkedIn as a freelance journalist.
Start with one strong idea.
You don't need a groundbreaking scoop. Great stories can begin with something you've noticed in your community or a timely question worth exploring. What matters is having a specific idea, not just a general topic. For example, instead of writing about student mental health, you might focus on peer-led mental health support models colleges use to help students and reduce stigma. Editors prefer a single, well-developed proposal over a list of unfocused options, so stick to one idea at a time and make sure it goes beyond breaking news or press releases the newsroom is likely already tracking. You can stand out by offering to cover something they may not have the time, access, or insight to take on. One way to do this consistently is by developing a niche. It's not essential, but subject area expertise can help you spot fresh angles. I started out writing about the arts, drawing on my background in art history, then shifted to gender and representation in the sector and eventually expanded into broader issues.
Send a good pitch.
A pitch is a short, professional email where you explain your story idea to an editor and suggest reporting it for their publication. Keep your subject line simple, like pitch and a working title, and include a strong angle or headline.